Let's just pause, take a deep breath in. Father, Lord, God, we take this time in silence to offer prayers to you that haven't been mentioned this morning. Be it a health issue, a family issue, a work issue, Lord, we give it to you this morning. Open our ears, open our minds. Allow this message to enter into our hearts. In your precious name we pray. Amen. And it is in Deuteronomy 26 that we do hear the word first fruits. In Hebrew, the word for first fruit was bikurim, which translates to promise to come. First fruits is mentioned approximately, can you take a guess? How many times do you think it's mentioned in the Old Testament? 32 times. And then it is mentioned in the New Testament 7 times. First fruits are the best that you can offer from the first picked of the crops. At the festival of first fruits during the Passover period, the first fruits were given back to God. At times, especially in ancient times, the people would only have enough for themselves and their families to survive. We all want to provide for our families, right? And it is good to have a little bit of extra just to make sure that we have enough to get us through the seasons. No one enjoys the feeling of not having enough. That makes us nervous. That is when worry sets in. And worry moves us away from trusting the Lord. Just think about this week, when something came upon you that worried you. Were you strong enough to run to the Lord directly? Or did you ponder that worry and let it sink in? Worry can move us away from trusting the Lord. We will shift our focus onto what is good for me so that I can survive and I can provide for my family and I can do the best that I can at my job. We shift that when we worry. That focus goes on to us instead of focusing on the Lord. Happens so quickly. Our relationship with God gets consumed by relationship issues, political issues, money issues, technology issues, health issues, and our horizons get consumed. We aren't looking to God anymore. We are looking to how do I get through this situation that's right in front of us. It's hard to look forward, and it becomes a moment when we worry or when we start to feel a little bit of anger if we're not running to the Lord. So for me, when I left teaching and retired from teaching, I panicked about having enough money, and I was fearful about being able to provide for my boys. Yes, I was a closet crier. We had a big pantry in our house, and I would go in there and just cry until I realized that really wasn't helping me. And then I started to give thanks for what was in the closet, the blender, the toaster, the extra cereal, the extra cans, the tissues. And then I started to really reach out to God and ask God for his guidance and support. Silly, emotional human me went in there and sobbed and finally grasped onto Jesus and recognized what he had given me and gave him thanks for the littlest things in that closet. New technology programs scare me, and sometimes I feel frustrated and I feel fearful, like this world is going on without me because I can't figure this out on my computer or on my phone. Guess what? When I let that fear and frustration inward, it makes it worse. I can't figure it out anyway because I have this roadblock of just fear and worry. And what I need to do is just take a deep breath and pray maybe call Jeff, maybe call a friend to help me figure it out. Sometimes health issues can turn our lives upside down in an instant. In an instant. I remember when they came to me and said, "Your son has leukemia. I don't think I could breathe. I don't think I spoke." Till I got in that elevator and just prayed for strength as we were taking Bradley up to the oncology floor. Prayed and prayed for strength to breathe. Prayed for him to walk with us and to be with us. And prayed for him to just cover Bradley with hugs and provide the doctors that could cure him. But I remember, firstly, it took me a while to get to the praising, but firstly, I just couldn't function. I needed Jesus at that moment. As we read through Deuteronomy, we hear how God gives the Israelites a new home. He was giving to the homeless. Moses asked the Israelites to bring their first fruits to the tabernacle to give thanks to God for saving them from slavery in Egypt. They were to give thanks to God for giving them the land of promise. He asked them to imitate God by sharing their blessings with the vulnerable. I love that. Imitate God. Imitate God. That's our challenge. And God was asking those who had nothing to provide for the vulnerable. The Israelites were asked to be faithful to God and to celebrate him. Let's read in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 through 11, to learn what God is saying and what he is teaching. First fruits and tithes. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you and put them in a basket. And then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for your name. And say to the priest in office at the time, "I declare today the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. And then you shall declare before the Lord your God, "My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. And then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression." I'm just going to pause. The Lord heard our voice. He hears ours today. Verse 8. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. And then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. Amen. We are to rejoice in all of the good things that the Lord has given to us. Take a moment and think of all the gifts that we have. What is God saying to you with these gifts that you have? He wants the very best for each of you, and he wants the very best from each of us. He does not want us to ever lose sight of him. So we want to keep what we have because we've earned it, right? Oh, it's so hard to give some of it away. Sometimes we begin to feel entitled, and that is when we begin to think of what we don't have instead of being satisfied with what God has provided. Again, take that moment, review your blessings, know that He provides for you. Don't forget to stop and give thanks. Cain and Abel were asked to give of their first fruits. Cain took the fallen fruits, not the fresh and beautiful ones, the fallen fruits, and Abel gave the best of his newborn sheep, the best sheep from the newborn group that he had. Abel was praised for giving his best to the Lord. Cain was not praised and became jealous and angry and rose up against Abel and eventually killed Abel. Hold on, gang. You know what? Once we start making these bad decisions, they kind of overflow to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, and it's hard to get back out. Cain did not offer his first fruits. Cain became jealous, hurtful, angry, and then he became a murderer. Don't ever stop giving thanks to God. Say it out loud. It's funny because when I'm in a car and there's a clear intersection, I'll say it out loud. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes I do it when people are in the car. It's a clear intersection. Thank you, Lord. When I go walking, oh my goodness, how refreshing for it not to be snowing or raining on me. And then I'll say, thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Lord, for my two parents, my roommates that I have at home. Do I have to do a little bit of more chores, a little bit more for them? Yeah, but I'm so thankful I have them. And that's what I hold on to. And I say thank you, Lord, for my church family. My day here working on Thursday or Friday, whenever I get down here, I spend a lot of time just giving thanks. For all of you, for this blessed place. Let's think about the first fruits of the Spirit. I read this. The basic and rudimentary point of the first fruits throughout the Bible is that this is just the beginning. This phrase is a metaphor that signifies the start of a greater harvest of redemption. The more we give thanks, the more we give, the more we see how clear our Lord is in control. Believers have hope that sin and death will vanish away. We don't need to worry about that. The phrase first fruits of the Spirit refers to the first actions of the Holy Spirit in a person's soul. The Holy Spirit lives within us. First fruits are the work of the Holy Spirit, a sign of the coming glory. God will reward those who give. It's for us to share the gifts of the Holy Spirit. As we pray with our eyes turned to the Lord, we recognize that everything we have comes from God. Think about this. We are His first fruits. You are His first fruit, and you are His first fruit. We live out God's first fruits in our lives. We are His kingdom here on earth. And we are here because of God's grace. We are His kingdom here on earth. Jesus was able to rise from the dead because He is God's first fruit. Amen. God has given us Jesus. God has given us His best. He gave us His Son. Personally, for me, having a child who at one point we didn't know if he would make it or not. And he did, praise God. I think about how awful it is to lose a child. And God did that for us. And you know, when we feel unworthy or like we are failing, we need to stop that. Because God gives us his best. What's happening now in our lives, there is a reason for it. Is it to get us to dig deeper into the Bible? Is it to get us to think differently about a certain subject? Is it to move us out of one job and into another? God is in control. He gives us his best. We are his first fruits. Remember that we are not to do spiritual